And it's 12 days till Election Day, but more than 13 million Americans have already voted, almost a million in North Carolina alone. There's been early mail-in voting for a while now. Early in-person voting got underway for a handful more states this week, including two with huge populations, Texas and Florida. Nevada, a big battleground state, started in-person voting on Saturday. And as of Tuesday, Democrats had cast over 20,000 more ballots than Republicans. On the other hand, Republicans are very encouraged by early voting results in Iowa. So what are some other trends and what do they mean? Let's bring in NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
So North Carolina, I mentioned that state. They keep a daily account of who's voted by mail or in person. Some states, though, don't even tell you how many registered Republicans and Democrats they have. So walk us through what we know about what states do.
Right, yeah. So right now, there are 37 states plus the District of Columbia, which have some form of early voting, whether that's in-person or mail-in ballots. You have three states that are totally vote-by-mail. Mm-hmm. And so experts are predicting that that means you're going to have a lot of people voting early this year, potentially a record number. You know, as of 2000, you had about 16% of people voting by mail. At that point, there were only 26 states that had early voting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 16% then voted early.
Right.
This year, it could break 40%. So by November 8th, a substantial portion of the election will be decided already.
That is huge. Now, the New York Times Daily Tracker, look for instance, at North Carolina, the state I mentioned, comparing what they've gleaned about the voters there through, you know, voting history and demographics. And by those estimates that they already had before early voting, they say Clinton has a 20% or 22 percentage point lead among early voters. Does that square with what you're seeing, for instance, from, you know, the data you look at in North Carolina?
Well, it's not an entirely crazy possibility that it's 22%. That doesn't mean Clinton is going to win the state by 22% mm-hmm. at all, not by any stretch. Because in that same piece, the New York Times says that they're projecting that she would win the state by 6 percentage points, which is still a pretty big lead. But, you know, a few days before Election Day in 2012, Democrats had a pretty sizable lead on Republicans in North Carolina as well. And then, of course, Obama did not win North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of that, whatever lead Clinton might have right now, could be eaten up by then. The numbers that I checked this morning, it looked like she was ahead by about 17 points. So that's still pretty big. But it's not at all necessarily insurmountable for Republicans because there's a big number of people who are voting who are unaffiliated as well.
Right.
So that's, you know, a toss-up.
Well, so you're cautioning us against some of these headlines we're seeing. Politico published a story this week saying early voting returns continue to paint a bleak picture for Donald Trump. Fox News had another one. Early voting suggests tight races in key states. So we have to approach this with caution. And again, the Times, their daily tracker, says they look for specific things. So, for instance, if someone votes early and they always, you know, participate in every election, that doesn't mean that much. But if someone votes early and no one expected them to show up, they hadn't in the past, that might move the numbers. So talk about, you know, some other things that you can look at.
Okay, so first things first, you know, both of those headlines can be true. In some states, it is looking bleak for Donald Trump, and in some states, it is looking pretty tight. You mentioned Iowa, for example, my home state, which has much lower turnout in early voting than it did in 2012. That's really surprised some people. And it looks like that turnout is down more for Democrats than Republicans. So Republicans are really touting that as a bright spot. But then, you know, you have a state like North Carolina, like we talked about. It looks like Democrats have a big lead, but it may not be so big considering how much ground Republicans could make up.
Yeah.
And then you have a state like Florida, where the most recent numbers that I looked at today showed Republicans with maybe a sliver of a lead there. But then again, that Politico article you talked about also pointed out it's a smaller lead for Republicans than people had expected. So one of the big things that you want to keep in mind is that these numbers shouldn't necessarily be a cause for despair or happiness, depending on what side you're on, because you want to compare it to 2012 numbers. And then what complicates things further is that in a lot of states, laws have changed since 2012. So apples-to-apples comparisons are really hard to do.
Well, and let's complicate it further, just very briefly. We only have a minute. But a few states have new voter restrictions in place in 2016, and a couple do affect early voting. People should be aware of that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So you have a few states, Nebraska and Ohio, for example, are a couple of them that have shorter early voting periods this year than they have before. In Arizona, there's a law that says that only certain people can mail your ballot. For example, family members and caregivers. That may not sound like a big deal. You know, hey, I'll just drop off my ballot. However, Democrats have complained in that state that that makes it harder to vote. They had in the past relied on organizers, for example, to collect ballots and mail them in.
Yeah. NPR political reporter Danielle Kurtzleben. Fascinating look at early voting. Danielle, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.